This is a tremendously important event for Kenya. This meeting finds Kenya with a Kenya that is extremely aware that sustainable development and environmental sustainability is crucial to our actual prosperity. And so the outcome of this meeting is very important. As hosts of UNEP, we are invested in making sure that the Rio Plus 20 understanding comes to real life. Rio Plus 20 decided that UNEP needed to be upgraded. It decided that a UNEA needed to be created because the issue of environment needed to be given a much higher global platform. And so for Kenya, having a strong outcome in terms of a negotiated declaration by the ministers is crucial in following up Rio Plus 20. If we don't do that, we will have let down the spirit of Rio.
And Kenya herself is fighting, as other countries in Africa, with environmental crime. How are Kenyan authorities fighting this type of crime?
Indeed, we are grappling with a challenge. First, and we have to understand the context. The context is a tremendous amount of demand for wildlife products globally. Today, ivory and rhino horn are probably more precious than the weight of gold. And so that makes our anti-poaching efforts extremely difficult because we're in a relatively poor country and you have an incredibly precious resource that can be illegally taken and sold. So it is extremely crucial that demand be addressed. We're also saying it is important that we link the livelihoods of the local communities that live near wildlife habitats in a way that incentivizes them to see wildlife not only as the animals that trample on your crops, but actually the animals from whom new schools, hospitals, and indeed employment opportunities come from. And that for us is what is so crucial at this UNEA, for us to have decisions that support that approach.
And is the Kenyan government prepared to take measures on this or do more than they are doing already? Because this is going to impact also their tourism sector and, of course, the wildlife of the country, which is so beautiful.
The statistics are frightening. A full 12% of our GDP comes from the tourism industry. A large number of the tourists who come to Kenya want to see wildlife. We approximate 600,000 jobs directly from this sector, supporting possibly in the millions of citizens. And so we are willing to take the strongest steps to actually put a halt to poaching. Our courts have created special wildlife crime courts. Our Director of Public Prosecutions is empowering specialized prosecutors who understand this issue very well. Very recently, the president has put all the paramilitary forces, except for the military itself, under the control of the Inspector General of Police. And all this is meant to actually coordinate and strengthen our anti-poaching efforts. We're doing a lot. The president has constantly spoken about this matter. Our First Lady, Her Excellency Margaret Kenyatta, is the patron of Hands Off Our Elephants, which is a national project to create awareness. So the highest reaches of our government are doing a lot. And we have young rangers who are losing their lives trying to protect elephants. However, this is not to say we've solved the issue. In fact, it remains a very serious challenge for Kenya.